Lesson 2, Biblical Qualifications for Leadership. Introduction. Some people believe that because we are all equally important to God, there should be nobody who has authority over others in the church. Many people say they believe in leadership, but act as if they are free from any spiritual authority. Does the Bible teach that there should be authority in the church? The Bible refers to church leadership in many places. Some examples are Hebrews 13:7 and 17, Titus 1:5, Romans 12:8, 1 Corinthians 14:40, and 1 Timothy 5:17. Defining leadership as influence helps us to see the roles of leadership in the church. Some specific roles are designed by God so that leaders are called and empowered to lead the church to fulfill its purposes. Not all ministry roles can be identified with specific callings in this list. For example, a musician or worship leader is not one of these. However, every ministry leadership role should be focused on helping the church to fulfill its purposes. Leadership roles are not limited to preaching, teaching, and evangelism. The responsibility of the church is broader than these. The people of the church also work together to meet practical needs. A person who leads people to share equipment for gardening is helping the church fulfill its purpose. The responsibilities of the church make necessary many leadership roles beyond what happens in the church building. The challenge of selection for leadership. The scripture we study in this lesson applies specifically to pastors and deacons. However, most of the qualifications are about character, not abilities. All Christians should have the character described here. Leaders will be more effective if they have this character. As you look at each character quality, imagine how it affects a person's influence. The Apostle Paul appointed leaders for new churches wherever there were groups of converts, Acts 14:23. Many of these new pastors had been converted for only a short time. It is certain that they did not meet all of these qualifications completely, but Paul appointed the best leaders available. They were people who had potential for development. God can use a person who is devoted to Christ and the ministry, even if not all qualities are fully developed. We have two passages about the qualifications of pastors and deacons. They were written by the Apostle Paul to Timothy and Titus. Timothy was over the churches of Ephesus, and Titus was over the churches of Crete. They had the job of appointing pastors for each local congregation. Qualifications of pastors. Blameless. The pastor is not to be guilty of wrongdoing. The pastor cannot lead others to do right if he is not doing right. The pastor must be a person who has shown a consistent Christian life over a period of time. This is necessary so that the church can trust him to have a good testimony in the community. In a place where the church has not been established long, the pastor may not have been a Christian for long. He may not have all of the characteristics of maturity, but he should show a life that is dedicated to God. He should be willing to admit mistakes and correct his own behavior. For several years, a pastor in Asia was mightily used of the Lord in a certain village. His success tempted him to pride and spiritual carelessness. Late one night, a young woman asked to ride on his motorcycle with him. He foolishly agreed, even though he knew it would cause him temptation and could damage his reputation in the community. When his members learned of his action, they lost confidence in his integrity. He eventually had to resign from his ministry. By God's grace, this pastor humbled himself before God and those he had hurt. He accepted the discipline of his spiritual overseer. Gradually, trust was restored, and his ministry effectiveness increased. What happens if the leader is not trusted? Husband of one wife. In many parts of the world, polygamy has been a normal custom. God's design is for a man to have one wife. Pastors should set the example. This requirement implies that the pastor should do his best to be a good husband. He should be faithful and loving to his wife. Vigilant. A pastor can be compared to a shepherd who guards his sheep. He is the protector of his congregation. He should be on guard against false doctrines and wrong influences. He must teach his people so they are secure in their doctrines. He must be ready to warn individuals of spiritual danger. He should not allow harmful doctrines to be taught in the church. Serious. The pastor must be serious about his ministry. He should not be an impulsive person who makes decisions too quickly or with his emotions. He must be able to think calmly about important issues. He must not allow his mind to be distracted from his ministry by personal concerns, entertainment, or temptations. Well-behaved. The pastor should have orderly behavior. He should not behave in a way that is not appropriate. His behavior should be consistent with the principles of godliness that he teaches. A pastor should learn to show respect for the customs of the place where he serves. If he realizes he has made a mistake that offended someone, he should be humble and apologetic. Hospitable. To be hospitable means to meet the needs of a person who is traveling and needs food and lodging. The pastor must be a person who responds to the needs of others. He should be willing to share. He should be friendly and helpful even to people he meets for the first time. Why is this quality important for a leader? Able to teach. The pastor must be able to explain truth so that people can understand it. He must take responsibility to read and educate himself. Not drunken. The pastor should not allow himself to be influenced by wine. His behavior should never be like a person affected by alcohol. This principle would apply to any other substance that has a similar effect. Not violent. The pastor should not try to get his way by the threat of force. He should not be ready to hurt someone who offends him. See also 2 Timothy 2:24 through 25. What are proper ways for a pastor to show the right kind of anger? Not greedy. People of the world change what they say for profit. People in certain occupations, such as lawyers, salesmen, or politicians, are tempted to change truth to please people. A pastor is also tempted because the truth of God's word does not please everyone. A pastor must be faithful to truth, whether it benefits him financially or not. A pastor must desire to see the ministry of the church supported financially. He must lead the church to function like a family caring for its members, rather than always thinking of what they should give him. Ruling his house well. The pastor's leadership ability should be demonstrated at home. He should have his children under control. If he cannot direct his own home, he will not be able to direct the church. It does not mean that his children must have perfect character, but that the pastor is faithfully leading and correcting them. This does not include children who are adults and away from his authority because he is not still responsible for them. Not a new convert. If a person is put into a position of authority too quickly, he will be tempted to pride. Pride is the sin that caused Satan to fall. Promotion should come gradually with experience. What damage happens if a person is put into position quickly and does not do well? Having a good reputation. Before a man is appointed to be a pastor, he must have a good reputation among people outside the church. They must know that he is honest and faithful in all that he does. If he had a bad reputation before he was converted, he needs time to establish a better reputation before he becomes a pastor. A pastor in Africa preached his Sunday morning sermon, then boarded the bus to go home. After paying the fare, he noticed that the conductor had returned too much change. Because he was a man of integrity, he handed the extra change back to the conductor, saying, "Excuse me, sir, you accidentally gave me too much change." The conductor replied, "No, I didn't do it accidentally. I was standing outside your church and heard your sermon about honesty. I decided to see if you lived it." The Bible says that a good reputation is one's greatest wealth, Proverbs 22:1. Therefore, the deepest poverty one can experience is the poverty of a questionable name. What comes into the minds of others when your name is mentioned? Most of the qualifications for a pastor listed in Titus are also listed in the passage from 1 Timothy. What additional characteristics of a pastor are in the passage in Titus? The passage emphasizes the ability of a pastor to respond to false doctrine. The pastor must be well trained in true doctrine and be able to explain persuasively. The purpose is to correct those who are in false doctrine, but even more importantly, to protect the congregation from being led into error. A pastor who has not had much education should continually add to his knowledge by study. Qualifications of deacons. A student should read Acts 6:1 through 6 for the group. What problem is described in this passage? The first deacons were appointed soon after Pentecost. The apostles needed to focus on prayer and preaching. Seven men were appointed to help with the details of managing the church. A deacon helps the pastor with the details of ministry. A deacon may be a preacher, but it is not necessary. What were the qualifications of the first deacons? The qualifications of the first deacons were a reputation for honesty, the filling of the Holy Spirit, and wisdom. They would manage money for the church, so a reputation for honesty was necessary. Their work would have spiritual effects in the church, so it was necessary that they be filled with the Holy Spirit to have His guidance, anointing, and purity. They would deal with many difficult situations, so wisdom was important. The Apostle Paul listed some qualifications for deacons. A student should read 1 Timothy 3:8 through 13 for the group. Respectable. The deacon must be a person who is respected in his relationships with family, friends, and the community. Sincere. The deacon must be a person who is reliable in all he says. He will hear criticism about people in the church and will hear many opinions about problems in the church. He must be a person who is honest. Not drunken. The deacon must not be a person who is affected by alcohol. His behavior must be respectable and consistent. Not greedy. A deacon will be responsible to manage money for the church and to care for needs of people in the church. He must not be a person who tries to benefit himself from his ministry. Holding good doctrine with a good conscience. When a person falls into sin, he often begins to believe wrong doctrine. If a person lives in spiritual victory, he will be more likely to hold true doctrine. Experienced. Before a person is given the position of deacon, he should have the opportunity to show that he is wise and trustworthy in ministry. Wise leaders will give people opportunities to serve before giving them positions of authority. What are some examples of ways a person can help the ministry of the church before he has a position of authority? With a faithful wife. The deacon's ministry is harmed if his wife gossips and is not a good example of a Christian. Ruling his house well. Like the pastor, a deacon should be able to manage his home well. Traits of a pastor who leads well. The class should discuss the importance of each point, beginning with the question, why is this trait important? 1. His loyalty is not divided among other organizations. 2. He is willing to build a ministry team and use the abilities of other people. 3. He leads his congregation to share life as a spiritual family concerned about all needs. 4. He serves his church out of love for God and the people rather than for personal profit. 5. Spiritual priorities like worship, evangelism, and spiritual growth are the focus of his ministry. 6. He has the trust and confidence of his people. 7. He is willing to build the church as a permanent institution that does not belong to him. 8. He leads the church to maturity, teaching tithing and fellowship that meets needs. 9. He is honest in all things, including the use of money. 10. He demonstrates the ability to manage money and staff well. Traits of a good project leader. A person selected to lead a church-operated enterprise should have these qualities. The leaders of the church should work to develop these qualities in members who can help with the responsibility of the church and be added to the leadership team. The class should discuss the importance of each point, beginning with the question, why is this trait important? 1. He is faithful to a local church in attendance, tithe, and participation, and has a respected Christian testimony. 2. He is already investing his effort and passion in the local church. 3. He has complete honesty and a high sense of ethics. 4. He already shows initiative and motivation to do his best. 5. He is personally disciplined, self-motivated, and constantly improving. 6. He demonstrates the ability to organize and lead others, not just the ability to work with. 6. He demonstrates the ability to organize and lead others, not just the ability to work when directed by someone else. 7. He has the competence needed for his role in the project. Allow some students to share how they expect to change their goals or actions because of this lesson. 5 summary statements. 1. God has designed that the church operate under spiritual leadership. 2. Many leadership roles are needed for the responsibilities of the church. 3. Most of the qualifications for leadership relate to good character. 4. A pastor or other ministry leader should continually develop good qualities. And 5. A ministry leader needs reliability, motivation, and trust. This concludes Lesson 2, Biblical Qualifications for Leadership.